What's your first name?
Bob.
Bob, would you like to see some additional controls on guns, or are you fine with the way things are?
I believe there should probably be more discretion on those individuals that have mental illnesses. But outside of that, I don't believe that anything should really change. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. To have more gun control, I don't believe it's going to do any good. The individuals that you're really limiting are law-abiding citizens. They're people that are committing crimes or, you know, atrocities. Those aren't the law-abiding citizens.
What about the high-powered automatic weapons?
I believe that there's a place for them. There's a place for all firearms. I mean, there's a lot of people, they like to shoot, you know, just at a gun range or wherever. I don't see that there's a problem with that. Once again, guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Would you support Donald Trump if he were elected?
If he was elected and he was the commander-in-chief, I would support him.
Do you have a candidate of choice heading into this election year?
Not at this time, no. There's some things that I believe that Donald Trump says that just simply excites people. It gets people thinking, and that's a good thing. Whether he's doing it the right way or not,
gets some dialogue going?
Yes, and it does. And I think that more people are talking about, you know, the candidate of Donald Trump more than any other candidate, you know, this early in the race. When I look at someone like Hillary Clinton, I think that when she was running against Obama, she had mentioned that there was like some incident where she was on a plane, they had to do a corkscrew turn somewhere in Bosnia, and no one else that was on that plane actually
could corroborate
that.
Her story.
And she's never apologized for it. And there's one thing that, you know, you have to feel comfortable with is that the individual that's going to be commander-in-chief is going to tell you the truth. That's very important to me. I hope that's important to other Americans as well, because, you know, when we go to situations where we're having young people, you know, fight for America, it's important that they have the truth. And then you can fight with your whole heart knowing that you're doing the right thing for the right reasons.
I appreciate your time today. All the best to you in the year ahead.
Thank you so much.
Here's my card.
This is Peter Banks, formerly of
Yes,
from his album Two Sides of Peter Banks, 1973, the Sovereign label. This song's called The Loneliest Sea.
Thank you.
was nice, babe.
I think this one's better.
What's your first name?
My name is Phil.
It's cold out there in New York, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is.
Winter has finally arrived. Everybody's bundled up here at Grand Central. The president's introducing some executive action on gun control. What do you think about that?
I think what he's doing is correct. With the things that are going on, especially in this country, the terrorists and everything that's going on, I think we're due for gun control.
And yet he's getting an incredible amount of resistance from the Republican Congress and from the NRA. Does that bother you?
Sure it does. Actually, I'm down the middle. I think both sides have a good dispute there, but we do have to find a way to manage gun control. Too many kids are getting killed. Too many people are getting killed, period. And I think with gun control, I think it would cut it humongously big.
Is the flip side of that protecting that Second Amendment, is that important to you?
I think that Second Amendment should be changed to a certain extent.
When I asked you about the president, you said you might not give the answer I'm looking for. Are you not with him all the time?
No, actually, I'm with him most of the time. I think he's trying to help the middle class and down. Of course, the rich want to stay richer, and the poor are always going to stay poorer. I'm a lot on Obama's side. I think he's actually trying to help the people, and nobody's giving him a chance or really looking at what he's really doing.
You think Hillary will get the job done?
I think she deserves a chance. I really do. I think we should stay Democratic for a little while.
Are you hopeful for the future of the country?
Absolutely, 100%.
You love the United States?
Absolutely. You know what? I was born in Cuba. We have two guys running that are there that are Cuban. And I'm still Cubanized after 46 years in this country. And I love this country.
What do you think about the situation in Cuba? Are there going to be a bunch of Starbucks and McDonald's there soon?
You know what? There's a song, and I can't recall the song now, but where it talks about seeing a McDonald's in Cuba. I hope we'll at least see one. I'm glad that it's finally the floodgates are opening and we can get tourism. Hopefully it'll help the country in the long run. Hopefully we can get people, Americans, to own some kind of property there and bring the economy up in Cuba and help the country that's been over 50 years in the situation it's been.
Cuba Libre.
Cuba Libre. Muchas gracias.
Here's my card. My show airs Thursday at 6.
This is Art Garfunkel from 1975. Keeping my eyes on the road, I see you. Keeping my hands on the wheel, I hold you. 99 miles from LA, I kiss you, I miss you, please be there. Passing the white sandy beach, we're sailing, turning the radio on, we're dancing. pretty, isn't it?
Yes.
Art Garfunkel, 99 miles from L.A. You're listening to the Dusty Show on FM UK. Clay Pigeon with you.
I like guys like you, willing to just chime in there. What about the president? Are you generally supportive of him or not?
I'm really not.
You're more of a conservative type voter?
I am, but I was hopeful, but I'm disappointed right now.
Did you vote for him either time?
No.
We've got quite a cast of candidates on the right this time around. Do you like any of them?
I'm still trying to figure them out.
Is Trump too much for you? Or?
I like some of the things he's saying, but I think some of the things he's saying are a little out there. So he's starting to grow on me.
What about a guy like Jeb? Early on, it seemed like he was a...
I want nothing to do with him. I really don't.
Too many bushes?
Yeah, just the establishment needs to go.
Marco Rubio?
I think he's kind of creepy. And I don't like the fact that he doesn't show up for work.
Ted Cruz?
I didn't like him at all at first. He's one of the guys that's starting to grow on him. He's just a good debater, and he's just really smart. And so I'm thinking, you know, this might be a time to get smart people in there.
Did Bridgegate do Chris Christie in?
It's funny you say that, because I don't even think about it anymore. And he's kind of grown on me a little bit, too.
Today, President Obama, a little executive action on gun control. Is he out of line, or do we have to do something?
Look, I think his heart's in the right place. It just isn't what... He's not doing it the way that America does it.
How should we do?
Legally. Executive action isn't really a legal way to do it the way he's doing it. I mean, he's kind of forcing it down people's throat. That's not how a government should operate.
Does the NRA have too much influence, though, on the
really
other side?
I don't really know. I own a gun, but I don't know if I'm... I think I may be a member of the NRA. I'm not sure.
Are you hopeful for the future of the country?
Of course.
Well, I thank you for your time. Wish you all the best in the year ahead. Thanks
Bye-bye.
A lot. Here's my cards.
This is pretty interesting. Larry Fast teaming up with Alan White, the drummer from Yes. This is from a collection called Pink Box, Songs of Pink Floyd on the Purple Pyramid label. Larry Fast and Alan White do Pink Floyd's On the Run from Dark Side.
The NRA. You know, this is what they do. They just scare responsible folks into thinking that, you know, the black helicopter is going to land in the front yard and somebody's going to show up and take your guns. That is nonsense. And it needs to be called out for what it is.
That pizza looks good.
It is good pizza. Thank you.
Are you generally supportive of President Obama or not?
Yes, I am.
You voted for him?
I did vote for him, yes.
Yeah. Today he's talking about additional measures to be taken with guns here in the country. Do you think he's on the right track?
I didn't listen to his speech today while I was at work. I didn't have a chance. But I, in general, what I've heard him say before on gun control, I'm in line with that.
You feel like we have to do something?
I feel like we have to do something. I mean, I'm respectful of the fact that people want to own guns and even in some places conceal and carry. And I allow for that. But I think you have to do something when these mass shootings just keep occurring and anything is better than nothing.
Are you excited about Hillary this year? Or is that the wrong word?
I don't know. I'm still kind of undecided. I think I need to focus. It's just kind of in the circus lately, and I need to pull back and really...
I'm assuming from your answers that you'll vote on the left side of the aisle.
I will. Oh, that's 100% true.
You like Bernie?
I do like Bernie. You know, I don't know if he'll have the staying power. Trump, for me, he's kind of... I guess a joke is the best word. Yeah, you know, I couldn't imagine him sitting in a room with leaders and kind of with that bluster and with that disrespect that he has.
Are you hopeful about 2016? Are you optimistic yourself for this year ahead? Honestly, you got a funny look on your face.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying. Sometimes it's hard to be optimistic. I'm an optimistic person. So, I mean, it's sometimes hard, but, you know, I believe that there are enough people out there who are fighting for good and starting conversations and pushing the country in the right direction. And, you know, it's all, sometimes it's the pendulum is swinging back and forth, but I am optimistic.
I think you still love America?
I do. I mean, I'm proud to be an American. I'm thrilled to live here. I'm very proud of my country, you know, for better or worse. So, yeah, 100%.
And very well spoken, I might add.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's a cold day out there. Enjoy that nice hot slice of New York pizza. I'm sure there's people out there who are jealous of that.
Probably, even if I did miss my train.
Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Here's my card.
Oh, okay.
This is Dash Crofts. From 2000, I like this, a song called Today on the TNP.
Today wind so softly just faded away, like the rain in the springtime on that day. Thing happened.
What's your first name?
Joe.
Joe, how you doing? Getting cold out there.
Yeah, getting very cold finally, yeah.
Are you generally supportive of the president, or are you more right-leaning?
I'm more right-leaning.
Who'd you vote for last time around?
Obama. I did vote for Obama.
Why did you make that choice?
Yeah, I thought he would do a better job.
Are you pleased with this job he's done, or not so much?
Not so much.
What bothers you most?
The country's gone to hell in a handbasket under his watch. And he's let too many things go that he should have taken care of.
Today, President Obama was talking about executive action on some gun control measures. What do you think about that?
I'm a gun owner.
Okay.
As a gun owner, I have no problem with gun control that'll work. Not gun control that is only going to affect law-abiding gun owners.
Are you a hunter?
I'm a hunter, yes.
Or you just like to go to a range?
Yeah, that also. I like to go to a range. And it's my, you know, I strongly believe in the Second Amendment as my right to bear arms.
I don't have anything against sportsmen or people who want to go hunting on the weekend. But you get into the heavy automatic rifles and armor-piercing ammunition and stuff like that, it seems like too much. You have thoughts on that? Is it a slippery slope when we mess with the Second Amendment?
I'm for the Second Amendment, but I'm also for common sense. There's no need for armor-piercing bullets for a sportsman or anybody. There's also the purists who believe that the Second Amendment stands for what it is, and that's it. And then there's, like myself, I have no problem with stronger mental background checks and gun show loops. You got to get rid of that stuff.
Are you an NRA member?
No. Well, I don't believe everything they stand for either.
Do you think they have too much influence on Congress?
Yes. Like I said, I am a gun owner. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in the right to bear arms. But I also believe in common sense.
Now, you sound like a man who listens to the news. These guys out in Oregon that have taken control of this federal building on the nature preserve, what do you think should be done about that kind of thing?
Well, I don't think that it's right. I don't believe that with the government we have and the rules that are in place and the laws that are in place, that these guys should take it upon themselves to take over a building. You know, everybody starts taking things into their own hands. I think it's going to go crazy pretty quickly.
Are you hopeful for the future of the country despite all the problems we see in the news?
Yeah, I believe things will straighten out. It's like the rule of nature. Things equal out. You know, things go up, things go down, but everything levels out.
Hopefully. You're a nice guy, man. As we head into 2016, what's a message you have to the listeners of this show? A message of goodwill and peace and love and all that jazz.
We need to all come together, get rid of the race stuff, and everybody just realize that we're all in the same boat. We're all, you know, here for the same reasons. Get along. You get a lot further with peace than all this tension and you know, going against each other. It does no good. It does nobody any good. It just causes more harm. We'll need to get along and have some peace on earth.
If you had to choose between the candidates left on the right side of the aisle in the next election, do you like any of them?
I like Rubio. I like that Trump says what he wants. He says what a lot of people think. But I would never want to see him in the White House because I think, you know, it would be disaster. He says what he feels. A lot of people agree with what he's saying, but I don't think he could run the country without making a mess.
Well, may the best man or woman win.
Exactly.
Yeah. All the best to you.
All the best to you,
Thanks
too. Thanks. Thank you.
Here's my card.
From 2015, the artist is named Pavane. The song, Perseus. Thank you.
What's your first name?
Caroline.
Caroline, what's up today? You're here at Grand Central just kind of leaning against
I
the
am.
Wall.
I'm waiting for a friend. I just got last minute invited to go see Hamilton on Broadway.
To see?
Hamilton on Broadway.
Tell me about that.
It's based off Alexander Hamilton, the president, but it's told through a hip-hop story.
Sounds really cool.
I'm really sure, but it's I've heard it's the best musical to hit Broadway.
So it's got
years.
A buzz on it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Total buzz.
Now, are you generally supportive of President Obama?
Yes.
Uh-huh. You're what people in certain parts of the country would call a New York liberal?
Yep, absolutely.
And proud of it?
Yep.
What do you think about the whole gun issue?
I think that it's horrible, and we need gun control in a really, really serious way. I'm very anti-guns.
Like full-on Australia, no guns kind of thing?
I mean, I don't know if that's possible in the U.S. at this point, but I think that a serious change needs to be made.
Even if you love animals and you find it abhorrent, does it bother you so much that just a sportsman would want to go out on the weekend and hunt?
That doesn't bother me. I think that's an old-timey practice. I do think it's probably going out of fashion more quickly than not. I think that's a totally separate story from the type of gun use that's terrorized this country in the last couple of years with all the school shootings. And I mean, it's at a point where you forget about certain incidents because there are so many.
Does it frustrate you, the resistance?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The NRA and the...
Yes, very much so. And I have a brother that's pro-gun, so it's a very popular debate in my family.
Who's going to be the next president, if you had to guess?
I want to say Hillary Clinton, but...
Do you feel like something's going to go wrong?
I don't know. I just really hope it's not Trump.
Talk about Trump for just a second.
He's horrible. It was funny at first, and then there were moments where it actually got scary. It's scary that people actually support him. I really can't imagine he'll get the nomination.
Do you love America?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have any... I've grown up here. I'll probably end up staying here for most of my life, but I definitely think other parts of the world are far more...
Where are you going to go? Scandinavia?
I'm actually from Sweden, so I would say either Sweden or I spent some time in London.
I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
And all the best in the year ahead.
Thank you, you too.
Here's my card.
This is Yanni. Yanni was really hot in 1994. This was from the successful album Live at the Acropolis. I think he was married to Linda Evans. Riding high, sounding good. Yanni.
Our unalienable right to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, those rights were stripped from college kids in Blacksburg and Santa Barbara, and from high schoolers at Columbine, and from first graders in Newtown. First graders. Every time I think about those kids, it gets me mad. Thank you.
What's your first name?
Ubaldo.
Ubaldo. What's the origin of that name? I've never heard it before.
I'm Puerto Rican.
You're Puerto Rican?
Yes.
Okay. Are you generally supportive of the president or not?
Generally, yes.
You voted for him?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Today he's talking about executive action on some gun control measures. Are you in support of that?
Not executive action.
How should it be handled?
Congress.
But what about the NRA influence on Congress? It seems so heavy that they can't even...
That is true.
What about these guys out in Oregon now? They've taken over this federal facility. What should be done about them?
They said they're not going to forcibly remove them, but I imagine at some point they're going to have to.
I heard it mentioned that they didn't want to move in and make martyrs out of those people. It might aggravate the situation.
Right. Like they did before with Waco, Texas, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Do you feel there is a growing discontent in the country, or is it...
Certain parts of the country, especially in the Northwest there, Oregon, Idaho, up in that part of the country.
Are you hopeful for the future of the country?
Oh, absolutely.
What keeps you hopeful? You love it here.
I love this country, of course. Yeah. I believe in mankind. Hopefully everybody can agree on something. That's the biggest problem. Nobody can agree on anything.
Attention to all New Haven line passengers, 646 local train to Stanford, Mount Vernon East first up. This train is now receiving passengers at track number 105 on the Laurel.
Do you like Hillary?
I wish there was another choice.
Bernie?
I like Bernie, yes.
You think he doesn't have a chance, though?
I don't think he has a good chance.
Yeah. What about Rubio? Somebody just told me they like Rubio.
I do like Rubio somewhat, but I've read some things that I don't like about him.
Yeah. What's your message of peace and love to our listeners?
Keep hope alive.
All right, man.
Thank you.
All right, here's my card.
You know, I always loved this Tom Petty song, You Got Lucky, from 1982, the Long After Dark album.
You better watch what you say. You better watch what you do to me. Don't get carried away. Girl, if you can do better than me, go. Yeah, go. But remember, remember, good love is hard to find.
What's your first name?
Claudia.
Claudia, are you generally supportive of the president?
Yes.
You voted for him both times?
Yes.
Today he was talking about some additional gun control measures and issuing some executive action. Are you in favor of that when it comes to guns?
It's a complicated issue. I'm in favor of more gun control, but I'm not in favor of taking away people's guns completely.
So you respect what they call the sportsmen and people
yes.
who might want to go hunt?
Yes.
Uh-huh. But not so much the automatic weapons?
People do not need to have Uzis in their house, no. I don't see why. And my family is a hunting family.
And how do they feel about it? Are there people who are really passionately involved in this issue?
No, not exactly. None of them are members of the NRA. They all believe that people have the right for sportsmanship and hunting, but there's safety issues and that people should be responsible gun owners.
Will you support Hillary or Bernie?
Bernie.
Bernie you like.
Yes.
And
yes.
then if he loses in the primary, would you support Hillary?
I would support Hillary, yes.
What do you think about Trump?
Very little. Not a fan.
Are you hopeful for the future of the country despite all the problems we hear about on the news?
Always, yes.
Yeah. We're heading into a new year. This might be the hardest question I ask you. What's your message of peace and love to our listeners?
Be compassionate of other people. We're all human. We're all the same.
Can we learn that empathy, or does it have to be born in you?
No, you can learn that, yes. Definitely. I didn't used to have it. I learned it.
Were you cold and unfeeling at one time?
No. But I had to become the caretaker for someone who became combative, and I had to learn compassion. And it really, you just have to be compassionate for people because you, yeah.
Sounds like a great growing experience for you.
Yes.
Thanks for your time.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. I'll give you my card.
I love this next song. The Chocolate Watch Band, Expo 2000, from the No Way Out album, 1967, Dusty Show. Dusty Show.
Constitutional right to keep and bear arms. You have that right. And they want to take it away. And they are taking it away. Slowly but surely, they're taking it away.
What's your first name?
Mike.
Mike, how you doing today?
Good.
Here we are at Grand Central Station. I asked you your general feelings about President Obama, and the response, I'm guessing, is not so positive.
He should be impeached.
You really believe it?
Yes.
Why should he be impeached? That's going pretty far.
Broken a bunch of laws.
Can you name them, or just...
We just had the nice big one today with the Second Amendment.
The executive action he's talking about,
correct.
That upset you?
He's overstepped a lot of his boundaries.
I guess some people would say it's within his legal rights to do that. Other presidents have exercised executive action. What irritated you about it the most?
I'm an NRA member.
Are you an NRA member?
Yes.
Now, are you a typical sportsman? You like to hunt?
Yes.
Or do you own some pretty high-power stuff?
I own firearms.
Do you have any automatic weapons?
No. They're not legal in New York.
But you believe in a person's right to own them if they want to?
Yes.
Nobody likes these incidents that happen, the movie theaters and the schools. Do you think we need to do anything or just keep on going like we are?
Of course. It starts with education, and it's become a total melting pot here, everywhere.
And you think we're falling short with education?
As far as that, yes.
Yeah. What about the influence
kids
of the...
Kids have no respect no more.
What about the influence of the NRA on Congress? Does that bother you, or you just think they have the right to do it if they want it?
They're the ones that are standing up for us.
In what way?
Guaranteeing our Second Amendment right.
Are you hopeful for the future of the country?
Not under this leadership.
Are there any guys on the right? We see quite a cast of candidates. Do you like any of them?
Yeah, there's a couple that I like.
Do you like Trump at all?
I like some of his stuff. I'm saying a lot of things that a lot of people won't say.
Do you think, are you not a Hillary fan, I'm guessing?
No. She's evil.
Now, for
she's another one that should be in jail.
You love America?
Of course I do.
As far as Obama, you may disagree with him, but do you think fundamentally he's a good man inside?
No.
What would you tell him if you had him face to face?
That's quite a list. You're gonna take more than a couple words here.
Hey, I appreciate your time and your candor. Okay. I wish you all the best.
Take care.
Thank you, man. Here's my card.
I'm getting older. I was pleased to remember a 70s band, West, Bruce, and Lang. Here they are doing a Jack Bruce song, great song called Pollution Woman.
She said she loved me, show me bedrooms full of cars. Rain pouring in. She took me past the fake deck cleaner through the bars. The air was thin. When it seems so very far, now winter's here.
And you're Steve, you said, and you're friends with a fellow I just talked to.
Yes.
And at first you didn't want to talk, but then you heard us talking, and it got you going, didn't it? Well, what did we leave out?
You know, they mentioned stuff with the gun issue and so on and the violence that's going on. One of the things that bugs me is firearm is just a piece of steel. People do bad things, and that they're trying to blame the gun for doing something. The gun didn't make you do it, but nobody says anything about the gang problems that are going on. And with gang problems, there's drug problems, drug trafficking and so on, all these drive-by shootings. It's not just because of one little thing. It's probably a multiple of facets to the problem. But that's a major facet. Somebody moves into their area, they don't want them there, and that's how they solve their problems. And yet, some people want things done, but they can't say what they want done or how they want to achieve it yet. But this is like the only problem they want to go after because it's an easy target. I'm in the military, too. It won't give me a branch. You know, and I shoot competitively. And yes, I own some semi-automatic weapons, but you know what? I take responsibility for that. A lot of people want to say, hey, we'll have training to be able to buy it, but the politicians, especially on the Democratic side, don't want to say, well, we won't use that to confiscate, like they've done in many countries.
That seems to be the fear.
It happened in Australia.
People think ultimately they're going to come for you.
Happened in Australia. With these cases with the police officers, you know, they're responsible for every piece of equipment on them, from that shield, that baton, that pepper spray, that weapon, and those handcuffs and everything. Yet, people are being allowed to get nose-to-nose to, and they are taunting. They're trying to get something on film so they can put it out and look how bad the police are. But they got a real crappy job sometimes. When people are spitting at them, they don't show that. People are throwing crap at them when they're trying to do their job. It's a tough job, and they don't need that aggravation on top of everything else. Plus, we've got bad people around the world just... They don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, Right to Life, whatever your political affiliation wants to be. These people on the other side of the world, they don't like you because you're an American, period.
What about what Trump said about Muslims? Do you think we need this to... I mean, you must know, living in New York, there's a lot of good, hardworking Muslim
yes,
people.
Yes, there are good, there are bad. Unfortunately, there's the few that make the bad, you know, the bad make the few look, you know, that are out there. And it seems to be that group of people are doing bad things out there and having a lot of influence. To just turn people loose without figuring out who they are. Hey, my grandparents came over from Ellis Island, and my uncle had to stay there. They assumed he might be ill or something like that. So he had to stay over there. If it's going to be for the good of the people and keep the people safe, you may have to do that. And you know, have it temporary until you can have a process, you know, because this country was built on immigrants.
Do you favor Trump or any of the candidates that are still in the game?
I like some of the things he has to say. I think most people that are hardworking out there do. They all have something. I kind of quote what Fred Thompson said about the Senate. They were designed to waste time. And you know what? How many people are going to have, innocent people are going to have to get hurt with these people that don't like Americans before something gets done? I mean, and then, you know, we see some of the problems they're having in Europe, especially with some of the Muslims. They want to have their Shia law throughout Europe and the United States. I mean, they're having a lot of problems over there, and it's only a matter of time. And they've even said they don't want everybody to kind of appeal to what they want. Well, that's not right either. If, you know, I choose to be, you know, Roman Catholic or somebody's Jewish, I mean, whatever your religion, you're entitled to practice that under the Constitution.
I'm sure that we can't even understand with the Syrians what it's like to be getting killed and bombed and having to run somewhere or die.
It's a bad thing, and you know, but that's the thing. These people want their power, and they're willing to hurt their own people.
I appreciate talking to you guys. All the best to you. Let me give you a card too.
Thank you.
Wish you guys all the best in the year ahead. Appreciate your time. Good luck to you both.
I like this from Mahogany Rush for the Emperor. Thanks for listening tonight, everybody.
So I am asking you to come to Harney County to make the decision right now of whether this is a righteous cause or not, whether I am some crazy person or whether the Lord truly works through individuals to get his purposes accomplished. We are to stand now, and that we are to do these things now, or we will not have anything to pass on to our children.
The biscuit banjo. Yes. Banjo loves to fetch his biscuit. And Banjo is a good boy. Yes. Now go away, Banjo. Go away. Yes. He's troublesome sometimes. But yet I feel that Banjo needs me for security of being fed and for the cold, when it's cold, Banjo nuzzles. You're back again. Sure would like another biscuit.
You've been listening to The Dusty Show with Clay Pigeon on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and worldwide on the internet at WFMU.org. I hope I don't have to do that again. Always remember, up next is Hardy White.
Hi, I'm Hardy White. I'm here for my 9 o'clock doctor's appointment. All right. Well, I'll need you to sign and fill out some forms. Here's one saying you understand everything that will be told to you.
All right.
This one lets you know that what we will tell you may or may not be true.
Okay.
And this one indicates that you'd like to receive email notifications about medical special offers, like discounts on surgery.
Oh, okay, I guess.
And I have a few questions for you. Have you been outside the country in the last 21 days?
No.
Have you been outside the present in the last 21 days?
I beg your pardon?
Time travel. Have you time traveled in the last 21 days?
Actually, no. Not profoundly. Why do you ask?
Well, we had a physics grad student present with Black Plague last year, so now the CDC makes us ask.
Oh.
Here's some more forms asking for a complete record of your inoculations from infancy to present.
I have no idea about that.
Can you call your mother? If she's deceased, we have a staff psychic who can help contact her, although the dead don't often like to be bothered about things like that.
I'll just try to recall.
Well, just take a seat among the diseased, and we'll call you as soon as you get up to go to the bathroom.
Thanks. Man, there's a lot of forms here. Have I ever had surgery that I was unaware of? How do I even answer these? Are there any drugs that I haven't had that I'm allergic to? Well, these are time travel questions. I wish I had a little more notice about answering them.
Later that day...
Mr. Whitty? Mr. Whitty? Mr. Whitty?
Excuse me, do you mean Mr. White?
I'm Mr. Whitty. Oh, come this way.
Oh, yeah. So embarrassing.
Mr. Wahite? Mr. Wahite?
Excuse me, are you saying White?
I am John Wahite.
Oh, yes, sir, right this way.
So embarrassing.
Mr. White? Mr. White? Mr. White?
I'm sorry, I'm a bit gun-shy now, but I think that's me.
Hardy White?
Yes, yes.
Middle name Clarence?
No, actually.
I'm Hardy Clarence White.
Right this way, sir.
Oh, man. You're like an idiot.
Are you Hardy White?
I'm really not sure.
Well, you're the last one here, so please follow me. How are you feeling today?
Not bad, actually.
Then why are you wasting our time?
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry.
I'm joking. We live for people who aren't sick. Less work for us. Just follow me.
Where are we going? Man, there's a lot of twists and turns here. It's like a labyrinth.
That's on purpose. We're about to put you into a small examination room for a very long time, and we don't want you escaping.
Oh, I'm pretty lazy, so you needn't worry.
Take a left here, then a right. And then two more rights, and here we are. All right, just in here, Mr. White. Just remove your pants and have a seat.
All right, this is just like a job interview.
Someone who you initially think is a doctor will be right with you.
Thanks. Man, this chair's a little cold. This is my least favorite part. I especially hate hearing them pull the chart out of the door cubby and mumble. Oops, someone's coming.
Mr. White?
Oh, hello, doctor.
You can put your pants back on.
The nurse said,
she's a bit of a kidder.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's all right. We're going to ask you to wipe off that chair, too, but that can wait. I just need to get your weight. Could you step up on the scale?
Okay, I'm a little embarrassed since I'm sort of out of shape.
Oh, my gosh, you're way fatter than you look. Tall people hide it really well. You're lucky.
Oh, thanks.
All right, let's get that blood pressure. Roll up your sleeve for me. Put this cuff on here.
Excuse me, but I think you're just making the sounds with your mouth. Oh, I'm sorry. I was doing that unconsciously. I'm trying to remember how to use this thing. Oh, forget it. You probably have high blood pressure from the looks of it. Now, let me take your temperature. Oral, rectal, or political?
Political?
All right. So, what do you make of these presidential candidates?
What's this have to do with my temperature?
So, you're a Bernie supporter.
What? I never said anything.
Let me ask you some lifestyle questions. Is there anything you do that the authorities might want to know about?
Oh, I don't think so.
Is there anything unhealthy that you do that demonstrates your contempt for society by making them bear the costs of your selfish choices?
I don't smoke, if that's what you're asking.
I saw you on Facebook with a cigar, so I'm ticking the box next to liar.
That was one cigar.
Just a couple more questions. Anything gross, repulsive, or shocking emanating from any orifices?
Oh, I don't think so.
All right. Just relax, and the actual doctor will be here in a minute.
Oh, thank you. So you're not a doctor?
Oh, no. I'm researching a movie role. I'm a waiter.
Well, it's nice to meet you. I hope I don't need any shots or anything. Boy, always scary to find out something's wrong, too. But you know, ignorance is no cure.
Mr. White?
Oh, yes.
I'm Dr. Pooh.
Nice to meet you. How do you spell that?
D-O-C-T-O-R-P-O-O-H.
Oh, I never heard your last name before.
It's a British surname, although there are some Scottish Poohs. So what brings you to our little clinic today?
Well, I just had a birthday, and I think there's some health things that I should start paying attention to, tests and all.
The tests that I recommend to all of my patients over 50 are, first of all, the Facebook quiz, Which Gabor Sister Are You?
I don't think I've taken that one.
Well, we'll schedule it for you. And then there's another test based on your Maya Briggs indicator, Which Character on Are You Being Served Are You?
Oh, it sounds like I need a lot of tests.
And, of course, the sixth grade math one is the hardest for most people, oddly.
Oh, I imagine.
Are there any health complaints you have?
Just the normal aging things, you know, stiff joints, little aches and pains.
Man, you old folks whine, like you're the first to age.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, again, I'm just kidding you. I have to cover here greatly because there's, in fact, nothing for us to discuss since you don't have a railroad spike sticking out of your head. This is all just so you can feel a little less guilty.
Oh, that's important, though.
So I'll gently chide you for your eating habits, recommend some lifestyle changes you won't make, and arrange for some tests for diseases you obviously don't have. Feel better?
Oddly, yes.
It's mainly psychological. As I said, lots of people have guilt about their health. As if we never get sick and died. All of us doomed. Disease, morbidity. Again, a pleasure to meet you, and I'll have the nurses give you some shots or something.
Thanks, Doc.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition
with Hardy Y.
I'm Hardy Y. Join me now, won't you, as we doctor one another, as we heal one another in our clinic of kindness, where all the magazines are art magazines or old highlights magazines, all the chairs have footstools, and the wait is anywhere from 1 minute to 100 years. Yes, I'm talking about life. So you actually don't want the nurse to come out and call you into the back. Just relax. Let's visit. I brought dice. Oh, call the doctor. Oh, don't really call the doctor. And when you use doctor with a definite article like that, it refers to Doctor Who. Let's not bother him just because I'm having gastric distress. Call a doctor. Don't call a doctor either. Actually, I'm fine. I'm not having gastric distress. I'm just using that as an example of a time that you would need a doctor. We have all either been to a doctor or met a doctor or are a doctor or got cornered by a doctor at a cocktail party or something like that. So we all are familiar with this iconic figure in our society who has changed so much over the years. The early doctors would do things like, as you know, either put leeches on you or something.